Battling over the economy, the pandemic, and President Rodrigo Duterte's policies, they debate in front of a live audience who has the best plan for the country's future. Manila Mayor Isko Moreno, Senator Panfilo Lacson, and Vice President Lenny Robredo are among the crowd favorites.
Out of the 118 infrastructure plans of President Duterte, only 12 have been finished. We need to review them and instead get the Filipino private sector as partners. Also focusing less on infrastructure and going beyond, like linking farms to market roads.
Known around the world for his boxing career, Manny Pacquiao is now a senator, promising to provide housing for all Filipino families. But he hasn't exactly laid out how he plans to achieve that. Just like Manny Pacquiao, Manila Mayor Isko Moreno's story is quintessentially Filipino. He was a poor kid who became an actor. He went on to become one of Manila's most popular mayors. Moreno doubled down on that rags-to-riches story, saying anything is possible if he becomes president. Vice President Lenny Robredo is the leader of the opposition and the only female candidate in this year's run-up.
Kaya po wag na nating hanapin ang ayaw namang humarap sa atin.
Let us not look for the ones who are not here. I am always here, all the time, in front of you, fighting for you. True leaders show up and man up. The best man for the job is a woman.
Mr. Marcos will not be joining this debate.
Robredo is referring to this empty podium. It was meant for Bongbong Marcos Jr., son of the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos Sr., and a front runner in the elections. But he has refused to attend nearly all debates since the campaign started. He says the questions have been repetitive and are lacking in substance. Some of those questions include his conviction for tax evasion, his family's multi-million dollar estate tax, and accusations over drugs use. Even his own supporters have urged him to show up, saying leaders should have the courage to face the public. Compared to previous debates, the insults hurled towards each other are less personal. But as the hours dragged on, the show started to look more like an emergency meeting for a country deeply in crisis.
In this key moment of a long and divisive campaign, nearly all the candidates agree that debates are a necessary opportunity for the voters to measure the candidates' credibility. Jamela Alindogan, Al Jazeera, Manila.